Good morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you for waiting. That was, as you may already know, that was on purpose. I made you wait. Anyone like waiting? Yes? No. Nobody likes to wait, right? Well, it seems such a waste of time. I can see that some of you already, oh, what am I waiting for? I better look at my smartphone. Well, but waiting, whether you like it or not, is a part of life. In fact, a large part of our life. Has anyone been through the compulsory PCR testing during the past year? Anyone? Yeah? No? Just a few? Okay, yeah. Yeah, there was such a long line and such a long waiting time. Did you need to wait for to get in the line for and wait for an hour or so? No? There was booking in advance. That was smart. So you get there and got it done in 10 minutes? Okay, that's great. Yeah, but I know a lot of people had to line up and wait for hours. Well, that's why I'm so glad nowadays we have the smartphones, because while when I'm waiting in line, I can just get on the internet and read something or work on something or do some messaging. But after a while, you know what, usually we just become aimlessly browsing on the phone, right? According to an article in the Daily Mail, the newspaper, UK newspaper, what are you waiting for? Here are the life's great time wasters, and the survey was done in 2019. Okay. We spent nearly 17 months in our life waiting for food to cook, and nearly 20 months in our lives waiting for children and our spouses. Okay, slow technology. Okay, talk about waiting. 5.5 months, and being on hold, queuing up, 4.5 months in our lives. And notice the survey was done before the pandemic. So after the pandemic, I'm sure the number for queuing up would rise significantly. And 3.9 months just waiting for the kettle to boil. And traffic lights, you stand, wait for the green light. Okay, 3.7 months, wow. Seems like a significant proportion of our life is spent waiting. Oh. And also the survey said it seems like the situation is getting worse. According to the survey, it seems with 1 in 8 people claiming wasting times have doubled over the last 10 years. And you would think, hey, with technology, with all these advances in the faster internet, 5G network, you know, we should be using our time more efficiently. But it says, hey, people say, claim that their waiting time had doubled over the last 10 years. Well, every year when it comes close to Christmas, it is a reminder to us again that we are waiting. We are still waiting and waiting again. What are we waiting for? Christmas, on the one hand, is to tell us Jesus came 2,000 years ago. But also is a reminder that, Jesus still hasn't come again, and we are still waiting for his second coming. And the world has been waiting for Jesus' second coming for 2,000 years already. That's an unimaginably long period of time compared to our short life on this earth, right? Well, in the second letter, the Apostle Peter, he wrote to the churches 2,000 years ago. he knew what it was like to be waiting for the Lord. So let's read this letter. Okay. Well, the Apostle Peter, he knew it's a tough wait. That's why he says, "This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles." So the Apostle Peter knew it was tough waiting, and he had to write not just one letter but two letters to remind the churches about what they should do. And also notice Peter is claiming, on the one hand he said, you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets, that means the Old Testament. And then he said the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. That means the New Testament. And Peter is not shy to claim authority equal to the prophets. Okay, because the Lord Jesus is God, and Jesus had spoken through the apostles, so they are on equal ground with the prophets. Now, continue on. Knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." Now, have you heard of something similar like this before? Hey, the world just go on. Yeah, the earth just go around and around and around, and one generation goes and another generation comes. Nothing has changed. And life just go on. So, just forget about what you read from the Bible about the second coming of Jesus. See, 2,000 years has gone. He is not coming. Have you heard this before? Well, here Peter said, "For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of this, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished." Okay. Turn the page. "But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly." Okay. Yeah, so waiting and waiting can make people lose patience. Now remember, the MTR service was disrupted 2 times in a month just recently. Anyone was caught in this? Anyone? Yeah, okay. Now, how long did you wait?
An hour.
Okay, that's short actually.
Inside the
cart. Yeah. Well, I was in the MTR cart the first time when the train one line was disrupted, and the MTR continued to broadcast. There will be a short delay. Okay, short delay. Short. Because the train is still in the next section of the track, please accept our apologies. Okay, short delayed. I trusted them and waited in the MTR cart. But then the same announcement comes again. There will be a short delay. And then again, there will be a short delay. And again, there will be a short delay. Now, I was looking. should I leave the MTR card and leave the station and try some other transportation, like the other people? People were starting to leave already after 15 minutes in the MTR card. What should I do? Continue to wait or leave the MTR, right? But what if, I was speaking to myself, what if after I leave the MTR card and the MTR starts to move, just as I step out of the door, and then doot, 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 mind the door, and then the MTR is gone. Ah! It's this kind of keep on waiting for this short delay to be over with no end in sight. That is very torturing, right? Torturing psychologically. It's easy to lose heart. And so that's why the Peter reminds us, hey, remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord Jesus. Hey, I told you this already. I told you already. Yeah, he had to keep on reminding the readers, reminding us that these things had long been predicted. Even the people laughing at us. Hey, you are waiting, you are expecting Jesus to come again? You are just kidding yourself. Okay, people would say such thing, right? Well, but if we are aware that what we are waiting for is already predicted, in view of God's sovereignty, is planned, okay, with a certain outcome, then we can continue to wait, just like people lining up to buy some fruit. This fruit. Okay. You know it's a long line. You have to queue up for an hour or so to get your fruit. But you know there's a certain outcome. After the wait, you will become a citizen in the fruit kingdom who gets the newest fruit produce. Then you can bear the weight, right? So Peter reminds the reader, okay, yeah, knowing this, we knew it already. Yeah, the scoffers will come, with the skeptics, okay? They will come, yeah. And they would come and say, hey, you Jews have been waiting for the day of the Lord for hundreds of years already. And all through this time, life had been going on as usual. Nothing has changed since the world existed. Dinosaurs have come and go. And where is this Jesus? Yeah, the universe had existed for trillions of years, and the earth billions of years, according to our science research. Okay, you are just kidding yourself that the world is going to end with this Jesus. And for most of us, it's a tough wait psychologically, having to cast out the doubts and attacks by all these critics. Oh, how am I going to argue? Trillions of years. And the dinosaurs, where did they come from? The Bible didn't mention any dinosaurs, right? But here Peter reminds us that God created the world with his word, and this powerful word of God, the word that has the power to create the universe. Also, the same word tells us that one day the world will come to an end in God's judgment. See, until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. So it's most important that we hold on to the word of God during the wait, because it's a promising wait. Okay, and well, we have already read verses 8 to 14, so I won't read it with you again, but see the red, the words in red. This is actually an imperative. That means a command. Okay, the command here is, do not overlook. Okay, do not overlook this one fact. That the Lord, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Okay, yeah, there was a story of a small kid. praying to God, God, I'm not asking much. Can you just give me $1? Okay. And because to you, you say, a ton of gold is equal to a dollar, something like that. Okay, that's the kid's saying. And God answered the kid, okay, yeah, just give me a minute. Okay. So, to the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. So, skeptics have overlooked that time is not an issue to God. We have a short lifespan. Even 15 minutes of waiting makes us feel unsettled. But God patiently waits because he wishes all should reach repentance. Oh, yeah, in verse 9. All should reach repentance. It's God's love for the world that Jesus' second coming is being delayed. And delayed for 2 days now in God's time. But we have to know when the day of the Lord comes, it's supposed to be a frightening day. Scientists have theorized the Big Bang, which gave birth to the universe in a mega explosion. What Peter says in this in verse 11 and 12. In verse 12, he said, the heavens will be set on fire and dissolve, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. So if you have a scientific mind, actually that's a reverse of the Big Bang. It's a Big Bang that destroys everything, just like this. Okay. Okay. Yeah, can you imagine the world just boom, like that and gone? Okay. And then there will be no more chance for people to repent when this happens. Unbelievers will be judged and cast to hell eternally. But for believers, this is not the end, because God had also spoken through the prophets and the apostles that there will be new heavens and a new earth. Okay. Verse 13. And it's a promise of God. We are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The new heavens and new earth will be unimaginably better than this existing universe, because God is going to right all the wrongs we see in this universe now. And it's a promising wait for believers. Okay, so although one day the world will be gone like this, but there will be a new heaven and new earth. Are we anticipating this new heaven and new earth? And then for us now is a rewarding wait. Okay. Our wait for the coming of the Lord can be rewarding. Okay, notice what I'm saying. Can be rewarding. Let's read on. Well, let's read together. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for this, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, and at peace, and count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Well, I said it can be rewarding. but it's not guaranteed. We have to respond correctly in order to be rewarded. Notice there are five commands in chapter 3. Okay, remember I said do not overlook, first of all. Do not overlook. Time is not an issue to God. He is not limited by time. And then the other command is be diligent. What does it mean to be diligent? In other translations of the Bible, some use strive, okay? And another translation, the NIV said, make every effort. So we cannot just sit still. We cannot just sit there doing nothing and expect to be rewarded. The NIV says we need to strive to make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with the Lord. And if we don't work hard on it, we will be found what? The opposite. What's the opposite of spotless, blameless, and at peace? Evil. Yeah. Something like that. We will be found stained, flawed, reproachable by the Lord, and we would not have peace. Okay, so we have to make effort. Okay, and then there's the command to count. Okay, what are we counting? The Apostle Peter said, count that the long suffering of the Lord as salvation. What does that mean? Hey, that doesn't make sense. Well, that means consider the delay in the Lord's coming is for your benefit. It's because the Lord had been delaying for 2,000 years. That's why you and me have the chance to hear the gospel and believe and receive the gift of eternal gift, life. Okay? So, and then there's the command to take care or beware, be on guard. Okay, that means to stay vigilant that we don't get carried away by the skeptics, the unbelievers, the way of the world. Okay, hey, why should we wait? Jesus is not coming back. Just go and have fun, you know, go and do something crazy. Yeah. Our natural tendency is to want to please our bodily desire and go with the flow of the world. That's lawlessness. That's sinfulness to God. And some people actually twisted the words of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul say, okay, yeah, if you are in grace, then you are free, okay? Yeah. If you are anyone in Christ, you are free. But people are twisting his word, because actually Paul also wrote that we have to live a holy life. But somehow some people just, you know, threw that part away and say, hey, Paul say, yeah, you are already forgiven. Just go and live as you like, okay? And that's why we see churches in Western countries ordaining homosexual ministers nowadays, disregarding what the Bible says, and conducting same-sex marriage in their churches. Okay, that's against what the Bible said. And they have followed the way of the world and disregarded God's word. And the final command in chapter 3, grow. Okay, grow in what? Grow in the grace. Well, it's not that the Lord's grace keeps growing bigger and bigger, more and more. No, God's grace is infinite and already given to us. It's our understanding and our experience of His grace that needs to grow. Okay? And we have to also grow in the knowledge of Christ. Now you may ask, hey, so what's the reward? What's the reward there? Okay, I tell you, the reward is the experience of God's grace and the knowledge of Christ. The Apostle Paul, he said, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Okay, for his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. There is nothing more rewarding than knowing Christ, and nothing is more rewarding than experiencing his grace. And that's the reward we get. If we remember Apostle Peter's commands, while we wait. Now, to grow in the knowledge of God, to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, here's some verses from the scripture. Let's read together. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of the sinners, or sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So, as we read the Bible and we keep on meditating on the Word of God, we will keep on growing in our knowledge of the Lord. Okay, and that's reward also. Okay, because the Bible say, hey, blessed is the man. Yeah, blessed is the man who delight in the law of God, and on his law he meditates day and night. That means we have to know God's word really well and meditate and dwell on God's word, and we will be blessed. It's a promise. Okay, and also, of course, the Apostle Paul say, hey, the scripture is profitable for you. Okay, for what? To make you complete, to equip you for every good work. That's rewarding in this life. Okay, now if you are not growing in the knowledge of the Lord, then it's probably you are not reading, feeding yourself in the Word of God. You cannot just waiting to listen to God to speak to you. Okay, God already spoke through the Bible to everyone. And if you are not growing in the knowledge of God, then you won't experience growth in the grace of the Lord. You'll be missing out. So now, brothers and sisters, as believers, we live our lives waiting for the second coming of the Lord. And as a part of this life, we are waiting for a lot of other things. We may be waiting for a job. We may be waiting for retirement. And we may be waiting for a new phase in your life. You may be already waiting for years, 9 years, 10 years, and nothing happens. And don't let your life go wasted just waiting for something to happen. The Lord wants you to make good use of your time while you wait, and it can be rewarding. And he wants you to grow in the grace and knowledge of him. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, what are you waiting for this Christmas? Let us examine ourselves. If you have been waiting but not growing in Christ, then you ought to make up your mind. How am I going to grow in the understanding of Christ's grace and the knowledge of him? okay, and spend more time reading, studying the Bible. Okay, so let's pray together. And I want to give you a moment. You can think about the words from the Bible, what you have just read. Has the Apostle Peter spoken to you through these words? Actually, it's the Lord speaking to you through Apostle Peter. You may think about what are you waiting for? What am I waiting for? What can I do to make better use of my time? And pray to the Lord that He would open up a way for you so you can be rewarded. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you because you have been waiting. You have been waiting for us. You have delayed the coming of the second coming of Lord Jesus so that we may be saved. Lord, we thank you for this grace. And as we continue to wait for the second coming of the Lord, sometimes it's tough because the world is holding a different view, and they would discriminate against Christians and laugh at us and also say things that are mean to us. And in some country, there are persecutions. But Lord, strengthen us that we may be diligent, that when we see the Lord Jesus, we may be found spotless and be at peace. And Lord, also strengthen us so we can be on alert, that we do not follow the ways of the world in lawlessness. And Lord, we pray that you open our mind, open our eyes to see how we can grow in your grace, and that we can grow in the knowledge of Jesus, that we may experience this great reward in knowing Jesus, that our life may be satisfied, not because of material stuff, but because of knowing Jesus. And make us ambassadors of your gospel this Christmas, that people may come to know you. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.